For a little while this evening, I would like to compare what you might call two types of people, doers versus hearers. And throughout the study, I would like y'all to ask yourselves which category y'all fall into, if y'all are a doer or if y'all are a hearer. If you would open your Bibles with me and turn to James chapter 1, and we'll start in verse 22. James chapter 1 and verse 22 says, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." So here, it's comparing God's word to a mirror. You know, when we, say, go into the bathroom and we look in the mirror, we see all our imperfections, we see all our flaws we have, and we see what maybe we need to change in ourselves so that we look like better people when we go out into the world. But, you know, when we walk away from that mirror, we may remember some things, but we don't remember exactly everything. We don't know throughout the day what we need to fix if we don't have that mirror with us. It's the same with God's word. If we have God's word and we're looking at it, and we look at it, say, on Sunday, and we figure out what we need to change, and then we go throughout the rest of the week without God's word, without our mirror, we don't know what we need to change. We don't know what we need to fix. We're like somebody who only hears the word but doesn't do anything about it. So first, I'd like to talk about what happens to the person who is only a hearer. Turn to Romans chapter 2 and verse 13. Romans chapter 2 and verse 13 says, "For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified." It says specifically, for not the hearers of the law. The people who are only hearers, they are not just in God's eyes. Or it says justified, and justified means to be right or to be righteous. People who only hear will not be right in God's eyes. If you turn to Luke chapter 6 and verse 49, it explains again about somebody who is just a hearer. Luke chapter 6 and verse 49 says, "But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great." You know, it's talking about here, if we only hear God's word, we don't apply it to our lives, we're not a doer, then it's like somebody who builds their house on a foundation that's not strong. We build our lives on something that's not strong. And when those troubles, when those storms come, then that house collapses. Then our lives collapse because we don't have that strong foundation we need because we're only a hearer, we're not a doer. But why should we be a doer and not a hearer? Turn to Romans chapter 2 and verse 13. We read this verse just a minute ago. It says, "For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified." The hearers aren't just in God's eyes, but the doers are. The doers are justified. The doers are righteous. There are people who are right in God's eyes because they do God's word in their lives. Turn to Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 says, "Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." Again, this is very specific and clear. The people who do God's word, the doers in life, not the people who only have a Bible, not the people who only read the Bible, but the people who do God's word will, it says, it says, will have a home with God in heaven. You know, but being a doer means more than just coming to church. You know, you do have to come to church. You do have to sit in the pew. You do have to listen. And you do have to participate in the services, but that's just part of it. There's a large part more besides just coming to church. James, turn to James chapter 2 and verse 18. It says, "Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith with thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works." Here he's saying that if we don't have faith, then we won't have those works. But if we have works, if we are showing, if other people can see our works, then they can also see our faith at the same time. You know, if maybe we'll say Bob, if Bob says that he can go and build a house, but he doesn't own any vehicles, he doesn't own any building equipment, he doesn't own any tools, he can't read blueprints, and he's never built a house, you know, he's not really a builder. We wouldn't consider him a builder in our eyes. He may claim to be a builder, but nobody knows he is because he's not one. He does not do the things necessary to be a builder. You know, if I go around saying I'm a Christian, but don't go to church, I don't study God's word, I don't spread his word, then nobody knows I'm a Christian. Just like nobody knows Bob can build houses. Because just like him, I'm not a Christian. But if I go to church and I study God's word and I spread it and I apply it to my life, then I am a Christian and everyone can see that through my works. You know, if Bob acquires the tools to build a house, he learns how to build when he starts building them, then he's considered a builder. And if I apply God's word to my life, then I'm considered a Christian. Only through my works is my faith shown to others. Only through Bob's works and learnings can others see that he's a builder. Turn to Matthew chapter 25 and verse 34. It says, "Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw thee, we thee, and hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me." Here it's talking about the works that need to be done. It's saying doing these works to other people is the same as doing it unto Jesus. It's talking about going and visiting people, going and helping others. You know, we must perform those good works if we want to be doers and not just hearers. You know, and doing those good works, it may involve missing our favorite TV show so that we can go visit someone or help someone out. But that's okay, because we should be working for God's kingdom and doing his word and not trying to satisfy our temporary needs. Turn to Luke chapter 47. We read the end of this analogy a while ago. We'll read the beginning of it now. Luke chapter 6, starting verse 47 says, "Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to him who he is like. He is like a man which built an house and digged deep and laid the foundation of on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock." You know, earlier we read where the house didn't have a strong foundation. It wasn't put in the right spot. But this one, this house was built on a strong rock. This person's life was built on God's word. They applied it in their lives. If a person builds their house on a rock with a strong foundation, it will be sturdy. Just like our lives will be strong if we apply God's word to it daily. So like I said earlier, what are we? Are we the doers or the hearers? You know, when was the last time that we visited somebody in the hospital or even just called somebody and checked to see how they're doing? Are we the hearers or are we the doers? Do we come to church 3 times a week and participate in the services, then go home and watch TV? Or do we come to church 3 times a week, participate in the services, go home and study what we've learned and apply it to our lives and study God's word further and apply it to our lives and spread the word to other people? Because if we're not doing that, then we're only hearers. We're only coming to church and listening and then forgetting what we've learned. You know, just because we're baptized, just because we become saved, doesn't automatically mean that we can sit back and relax and wait for our ride to heaven. That's when, once we're baptized, that's when the work has really begun. We have to take care of our Christian lives and maintain it in order for us to be able to go to heaven. We have to spread God's word and bring others to heaven because that's our job as Christians. Turn to Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8. There's lots of other religions who use this verse in order to say that works aren't necessary in order to be saved. It says in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of your own selves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Now I'd like for you to think for a minute how many verses I've read. I haven't read them all, but how many verses there are in the Bible also that talk about doing or doeth or being a doer. You know, having faith and believing, that doesn't make us do anything. The devil believes in God. It says that in the Bible. But he doesn't worship God. The devil isn't saved. You know, we can't be saved without God's grace. That's true. But in return, we have to be a doer. In return, we must do God's word and we must live it and apply it to our lives. We read this verse earlier and I want to go ahead and read it again. James chapter 1 and verse 22 through 25. Says, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into a perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." You know, the mirror it talks about, we need to hold up that mirror continuously in our lives in order to find our flaws, in order to figure out what we need to change in our lives to become better Christians. We need to continually examine and learn the Word of God and compare ourselves to it so that we can be saved and also bring others to God's Word. I want you to put yourself kind of in this analogy. If Christianity was a football game or a football team, would you be on the field playing, participating in the game, or just in the stands hollering and wearing the team shirt and maybe waving the team flag? You know, while we're at that game, we're into that game. That's what we're focusing on. We're supporting those players. But when we leave that game, we go back to our daily routine. We don't have that in the forefront of our mind. We're thinking about other things. But, you know, the football players themselves, you know, they sleep and breathe football. That's their every thought because they get ready for that game. It's the same as either being doers or hearers. You know, the hearers, that you come to church and you hear God's word and you say godly things and you support each other in the services. But when you go home, you go back to your schedule and you forget about church, just like the fans do at a football game. But being a doer is like being a person on the actual football team. You know, you come to church and you do your part, you participate, but you go home and you also apply what you learned to your daily lives. You continually think about it and figure out how to get better, just the same as players learn how to get better from what they've learned during their games. We should learn how to get better from what we've learned at church. So this evening, I'd like you to really think hard about if you are a doer or a hearer, you know, because that's a very important thing. I talked about only doers will inherit the kingdom of God. Hearers won't inherit that. And so this evening, if maybe you are only a hearer, you are only a fan in the stands, and would like the prayers of the church to, so that we can support you in studying God's word further and applying it to your daily life, we would love to help you in that. Or maybe you haven't even been baptized. Maybe the hardest part hasn't even begun. Maybe you need to take that first, the easy step, so that you can become a player and you can become part of God's body. We would love to help you in that. So if there be one of either class, we ask you to come forward while we stand and while we sing.